Maseches Demai Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel 6:3. The Mishnah continues to discuss the questions of the laws of tithing as they apply to sharecroppers and tenant farmers. Here we have Kohen Belevi Shekiblu Sadem Yisroel. You have a field that's owned by a regular Yisroel, and he has got on his field working the land sharecroppers who are either Kohanim or Levim. The question then for becomes, who should be entitled to the Yisroel landowner's portion that's tithe, meaning the Yisrael's, the landowner's going to tithe Trumas and Maestris? Must he give it to the Kohen or Levi who worked his land, or can he give it to whoever he wants to? So the Mishnah says, Kohen v'Levi shekiblu sadem Yisrael, a Kohen or Levi who accepts upon themselves to be an Aris sharecropper working the field that's owned by a Jew, that's a Yisrael, not a Kohen or Levi, k'shem shecholken b'chulin, the same way they divide prorated, let's say, you know, the third that goes to the landowner when it comes to the chulin food, kach cholken betruma, the same proration of the truma portion goes to the Jewish landowner. In other words, there's no special obligation on behalf of the Yisroel landowner to give any of his truma samaisris to a Kohen or Levi who's working his field as a sharecropper. No such thing. He gets exactly his fair share to give to whichever Kohen or Levi he so chooses. The Kohen or Levi themselves, of course, can keep their truma Levi as appropriate for themselves. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afa maisr shalahen. Rabbi Eliezer says, not true. Rabbi Eliezer says, the workers, a Levi, so he should get all of the maestros, I mean, not just the maestros from his portion, but also the maestros from the Yisrael landowner's portion. Why? Shalmanas kain ba'o. Because that's the very reason why they agreed to this contract in the first place. When, in other words, that was the deal. When the Levi came and agreed to be the sharecropper, he clearly intended that the portion of maestros that would come from the Yisrael landowner would be given back to him. And that being the case, since that was the deal, that was expectation, that's what should go. Up to now, we're assuming that it was sort of ambiguous, but the Bartanur speaks out, according to the Bartanur anyways, even if it was explicit, and that was the deal, black and white, everyone agreed that the Levi only working this field to get the maestros, even then, says the Bartanur, he still doesn't get it. Why is that? Because the Levi would have to have some kind of kinyan in the land, some way to acquire it, that it's like by rights his, to force that Meister gift to go back to him, the Levi, and he has no such kinyan. Therefore, he hasn't got any legal right by the Torah to demand it. And that being the case, the according to the Bartanur, halacha is like the Tanakama, the Yisrael can give it to whoever he wants, even if that was the expectations, even if that was the verbal agreement, it still wouldn't matter. The Yisrael can give his Trumas and Meisters to whoever he sees fit.